This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. The Santa Cruz Public Library's Youth Poet Laureate Program is hosting free poetry sessions and workshops for teens. KAZU's Allison Arisman has more.
A San Lorenzo Valley High School senior earned this year's honorary title.
Teenagers have a unique perspective that people tend to forget about when they grow up.
That's Finn Maxwell, the current Youth Poet Laureate. He works with a cohort of the program's finalists to coordinate events.
I just think that the strength of this program is allowing for a variety of perspective to be heard in conversations about how to improve our local community.
County residents ages 13 to 18 are invited to sessions that begin this weekend and run through November. Allison Arisman, KAZU News.
The White House is asking the University of Southern California and eight other universities to sign the Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education. From our California newsroom partner, LAist, Libby Rainey has details on the letter.
According to the Associated Press, it asks universities to implement a number of changes, including agreeing to the government's definition of gender, excluding race and gender in college admissions decisions, and, quote, transforming or abolishing institutional units that belittle conservative ideas. The move comes as universities face extraordinary pressure from the Trump administration, like the threat of pulling federal funding. A USC spokesperson said in a statement that the university was reviewing the administration's letter.
That was Libby Rainey from our California newsroom partner, LAist, and this is KAZU News.